food, but the chef. Remember the chef when I was in DMT? He was the Hasidish guy. So on Yom HaAtzmaut, he greeted every single student of DMT by saying, Yom HaAtzmaut Sameach. Yom HaAtzmaut Sameach, right? The day of the
pain?
The day of the bones. In other words, dead day. Right? He was trying to like be a little bit, jabbing at us for celebrating the Zionist holiday. How dare we, his Hasidic approach is the right one. So my goal this year is to prove that he was 100% correct. He didn't know it, but Yom HaAtzmaut should be called Yom HaAtzmaut. We're going to look right now at one of the most famous Nivuot, one of the most famous prophecies in all of Tanakh. It's the prophecy of Yechezkel, where he speaks to the Valley of the Bones. And we're going to see how the Valley of the Bones, that prophecy, is directly about the things happening in the 20th century, 21st century. The things that when you open up the Jerusalem Post or Haaretz today and you see the things going on in Eretz Israel today, every single thing fits in to the paradigm of the Valley of the Dry Bones. And as a matter of fact, who was the greatest religious visionary of Zionism in the past 100 years? Religious visionary of Zionism?
Rav Kook.
Rav Kook was the greatest visionary of Zionism. Everything that Rav Kook said about Zionism also fits directly into this nevuah we're about to look at. So I'm going to pass this around. This is going to be a little bit textual, but it's such an exciting nevuah that even in the 21st century, this text is going to wake you up. Okay, pass it around.
Yeah, I'm so hungry.
Okay, for those of you who have stomachs, you want to see that?
I'm so catch. Hungry.
Leo, catch.
Max?
Okay.
There you go.
If you have one Mizonos, more than it's probably enough.
You want?
Okay. Yeah.
You
okay.
Want.
Yeah, more than
you
one. Okay.
More than one. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Round one.
Here we go. Jordan, you open up the Jerusalem Post right before the elections. What are the major issues going on in Eretz Israel today?
War stuff, I guess.
What's on Israelis' mind? What do people argue about in Eretz Israel today?
Politics.
What?
Palestine.
But what does politics mean? What, it's different from America.
State,
what?
Palestinian state.
Okay. Palestinian state is a major issue.
Iran issues.
Okay,
economics.
Iran issues.
There's a huge
economics.
Okay.
Obama's dealing with Iran.
Okay, so those are the things that Americans hear about. Americans hear about Iran. Americans hear about the Palestinian state. I'll tell you what Israelis are really thinking about. They're thinking about the economy. They're thinking about what kind of education the children should be getting here in Eretz Israel. They're talking about whether this is going to be an economic superpower where people have all the luxuries they have in America or not. They talk about, this is something that I'm sure you've heard about, whether every single Jewish citizen of the state of Israel should be serving in Tzal, or, what's the alternative?
Learning.
Or whether it's justified for some citizens to decide to learn Torah instead of serving in Tzal. Really, the last election, that was a major, major issue. And the general question of what exactly should the relationship be between the religious vision of the state of Israel and the secular vision of the state of Israel. Right? It's a question that has not yet been resolved. The question began when Herzl himself began to envision a secular nationalistic Zionist movement, because he himself was not religious. As a matter of fact, Herzl, earlier in his career, he came this close to converting to Christianity. Okay? He became very aware of the problem of anti-Semitism, and the first solution he thought of was, oh, wow, the Christians hate us. Great solution. Let's all become Christians. And they won't hate us anymore. It was only when he realized, when he saw the anti-Semitism in France, when he realized that even when the Jews convert, it still doesn't solve anti-Semitism. There's still anti-Semitism against Jews. The only solution is going to have to be finding another political answer to the challenge and the way the non-Jews look at us. I'm not going to take questions right now. Not right now. But Herzl's vision of the state of Israel and many of the early Zionists, their vision was a nationalist, secular state. At the same time, many of us and many of the Jews who helped found the state of Israel had a religious vision. And the question is going to be, how do those two things fit together? Okay. With that in the background, I want to begin looking at this nevuah, it is one of the most strange, perplexing, and troubling images in all of Tanakh. And once you decode it, once you realize how Rav Kook and others read this passage, it's mind-blowing. What exactly Yechezkel is saying, not just to his generation, but to us as well. So, just a quick question. Where is Yechezkel when he has this nevuah? He's not in Eretz Yisrael, one of the few exceptions. He has nevuah outside of Eretz Yisrael. He's in Bavel. He's in Bavel, okay? He's already exiled from Eretz Yisrael, and he's having this nevuah in Bavel. Vayta alai, Yad Hashem, God's hand touches me. Vayotzieni beruach Hashem, vayenicheni betoch habika, bimleah atzamot. Okay, if this is a movie, you can imagine a panoramic view from on top, like taken from a helicopter, looking down into a deep valley, and he sees the valley is full of bones. Vayirani aleihem saviv saviv, and this helicopter surrounds over and over again, circling over this valley. I see from every angle this valley full of bones. And this entire valley, imagine this scene, the valley is packed with skeletons of human beings. Just the bones, scattered everywhere. And these bones were very dry. What does that mean that bones are dry?
They've been there for a while,
right? The animals have picked off every last shred of muscle, of sinew, of skin. Nothing's left, it's just dry bones. As of right now, what's the feeling of this image?
Very nasty, very sad.
It's gruesome. It's gruesome. It's depressing, right? You can imagine Yechezkel seeing this image. What do you think he's thinking about when he sees this image?
Death, destruction.
This is us, right? We're exiled. This is it. We're dead. We're gone. It's the pit of hell. Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer Elai Ben Adam. God says to me, Ben Adam, man, Hatichyena Atzamot Ha'ele. God asks Yechezkel a question, can these bones come back to life? Vomar Adonai Elohim Atayada. How am I supposed to know? Why are you asking me? Vayomer Elai Hinavei Al Atzamot Ha'ele. God says to Yechezkel, have a prophecy right now about these bones. Zamarta lehem atzamot ha'yveshot shimud var Hashem. Speak to the bones and say, you dry bones, listen to the word of God. What's ironic or paradoxical about that command?
They don't have ears?
Yeah. These are bones. Right? I sometimes feel like they don't give me shear, right? Right? Can these bones hear me? Pasukei, Komar Hashem Elokim. This is what he's supposed to say to these dry bones who are not paying attention. Latzamota Ela Hine Ani Mevibachem Ruach Bichitem. I'm going to bring a spirit within you, and you are going to come back to life. You're going to come back to life. And God, in exquisite detail, describes. You ever seen the body exhibit? You shouldn't. It's Zion Ames, but you can appreciate this nevuah. You've seen the body exhibit. V'natati aleichem gidim. I will place upon you sinews and muscles. V'aleiti aleichem basar. And you have flesh. V'karamti aleichem or. And then I will cause skin to grow upon that. What's the imagery here? Step by step, right? All the different flesh that was decomposed and taken off the bones is what?
It's coming back.
V'natati v'chem ruach. And I will place within you a spirit of life. V'chitem v'datem k'yam yeshem. And then you will come back to life, and you will know that I am God. So let's just stop here for a second. What do you think this might be talking about?
Having faith in Hashem that if you say something about Hashem, He'll do it.
Okay, so first of all, this shows that God can do anything, 100%, or even dry bones came back to life.
It could have been like suffering, you know, people that were suffering, you know, to land. Like, I was thinking this, I was like, how, this is so past destruction, their bones, they're already dead, how can they be redeemed? You know, it's the lowest level of, like, you need magic, it literally needs to be a miracle to bring back dough.
Okay, so I think what Alex is pointing out is that it's also the mindset of the people themselves. These bones certainly don't have any hope of ever coming back to life. And just to give you a little bit of a picture of the way Rav Kook read this, Rav Kook was reading these psukim in the turn of the century, the end of the 1800s, the early 1900s, and he was aware there was a movement called Zionism. And most people in the Jewish world at the time thought Zionism was a bunch of meshuggahs, a bunch of idiots. Like, look at the Jewish people. We're downtrodden, we're oppressed, we're massacred, we have zero political ability, zero political clout, no money, no military power, nothing. And you're talking about this idea of reestablishing the Jewish Commonwealth? Are you crazy? It's like one of the most idiotic ideas that ever come upon the human scene. Right? The Atzamot they show don't believe. They can't even hear the vision. So far, so good? Okay? The Jewish people are, for all intents and purposes, dead bodies. Okay? That's not the end of this prophecy. It gets much more complex and much more fascinating as we go along. So here we go. Sorry? Let's hold off until after we finish this year. Okay? Look at Pasuk Zayin 7. Got it? V'dibeti kasher, you can pass it down. Kasher tzuveti, v'yikol v'hinabi, v'hinei rash v'tikrevu atzamot etzem al atzamot. As Yechezkel watches, he sees the nevuah begin to become true. He sees the first step is actually something God himself did not mention. God talks about the flesh coming back to the bones, and then the skin, and then the ruach. There's a step before that that he sees happening. That each bone finds its mate. Right? It was the jawbone is connected to the whatever it is, right?
The hip bone.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it was. In other words, the valley was a jumble of scattered bones, and the first step he sees that every bone finds its place within its appropriate skeleton. He sees all the bones fitting back together like a jigsaw puzzle. And then, Pasuchet v'ra'iti v'hine aleihem gidim basar alav v'yikra aleihem or yilamav v'ruach ein bahem. Unbelievable. Within a flash, he sees the skin, the sinew, the muscles come back. But, what?
No breath.
Ruach ein bahem. In other words, he sees a valley now full of
Corpses.
They have the flesh, they have the body, but they're dead. In other words, what's missing? The soul. They're dead bodies without a soul. Okay? Pasutet. Vayomer Eli, God says to me, Hinave El Haruach, a new prophecy. This time, don't talk to the bones, talk to the Ruach. Talk to the soul, the spirit. And what should you say? Hinave ben adam amar tel ruach ko amar Hashem Elokim me'arba ruchot bo'i ruach uvchi baharugim ha'ele. With you. Command the spirit. And this time it's interesting. It's not speak about the bones. Hinave al ha'atzamot. It's hinave el ha'ruach. Speak to the spirit.
1 minute remaining.
What?
1 minute remaining.
Oh my God. All right. So I'm gonna quickly fast forward. The spirit comes and gives the bones life, and they come back to life, and God then says, tell these living beings, the human beings that have just come back to life, you are Am Yisrael. What just happened to you is what's going to happen to Am Yisrael as a whole. If you flash back 120 years, and you look at the state of Am Yisrael 120 years ago, we were dead. On a physical level, we had nothing. We had no culture, we had no military, we had no economy, we had no land. We had nothing that is a normal attribute of a normal nation on this planet. There's only one thing that Am Yisrael had, which was Ruach. We were disembodied souls. If you look at the past 2,000 years, and you want to see what did the Jewish people leave behind over the past 2,000 years, there's only one place to look. Libraries. Okay? We didn't leave monuments. We didn't leave buildings. We didn't leave anything except for Ruach, except for ideas, except for Avodah, except for Torah. That's the only thing we contributed for the past 2,000 years. We were mediocre or miserable in every other realm. And Rav Kook said, based on this nevuah, what is God saying? God's saying, There's going to be a process where the body is going to come back. And that body will be totally disconnected from the soul. The body will just be a body. And the soul will just be a soul. And then there will come a time when the mission will be for the soul to return to the body. And Rav Kook looked around him at his time, and he saw the people draining the swamps and the people building the kibbutzim. They were godless. They were explicitly atheists. There were kibbutzim where on Yom Kippur, they spent Yom Kippur hunting wild boars and roasting them in fires and eating them to show how little they wanted to follow the Torah. On Yom Kippur, right? They were bodies without souls. And most Gedolim, most rabbis at the time, saw these people and said, obviously this is not from God. And Rav Kook said, this is obviously the Nevuah of Yechezkel. The body will come back, and only then the soul will rejoin the body. And Rav Kook's mission to his followers, those who believe in Torah, is that the mission of return to the body, return to the corpses, is not a command given to the body. The body doesn't have to find the soul. The command is to the soul to find the body. And because of that, I would argue that the Nevuah of Yechezkel is specifically to us more than any other group within Am Yisrael. We're the ones who know what it means to be soul, who know what it means to be ruach, and also have an appreciation for the body. We're the ones. The Haredi world doesn't appreciate the body. The body, right, the seculars, don't know anything about the soul. We're the ones who have the capacity to bring the soul back to the body, to be involved in science and military and politics and culture and art, and also, at the same time, to embody Torah. So the ultimate salvation, which is still in process right now, is the process of the soul and the body coming back together. And only when that happens will these corpses, the corpse which right now is Medinat Yisrael, which is so strong militarily, so strong economically, but still has so much ruach it needs, only then will the corpse come back to life in a full sense. So we should be zocheh in our day, not just to witness, but to be part of the process of the ruach coming back to the guf, the ruach giving life to the atzamot yivei shots, and finally culminating in the fulfillment of this prophecy of Yechezkel. Amen. Yom HaTzimut Sameach.